you're finally home. I mean, glad to see you manage to come back in one piece. I always worry about you when you're gone. Sincerely, if something were to happen to you, why, I'd starve and waste away here, since there's no exit from this cave save a plummet off the edge of a cliff. Shut up. You know you're more than just a meal ticket to me, you foolish, fiery lizard. Oh, you have something strapped to your back. Let me just undo these ropes. Oh. I wasn't expecting it to be so damned heavy. What is... Oh, dragon, you didn't. This is a bundle of meat that's already been processed by a butcher. But you know I'm perfectly capable of... You wanted to lessen my burden. Such pretty hands should not be stained red, you say. They belong between pages, not inside abdominal cavities. And the meat's already been packed in salt? Glorious. I'll just go place it in the larder then. Oh, are my cheeks flushed? Must have been from the frosty air out there and me running back here like a fool. I'm still the most unladylike princess you've ever seen, no doubt. I should probably stop even considering myself royalty at this point. My own family would likely have me dispatched on sight were I to return or make myself known. No, don't mind me. Just starting to go a bit stir-crazy up in this cave by myself when you're gone, I think. I've been communing with the spider in the alcove. I almost feel like it can understand me sometimes. Surely you jest, dragon. You believe I have some sort of magical gift that allows me to understand animals in their native tongue. That's ridiculous. I couldn't possibly have something so remarkable and not have been made aware of it before now. Draconic is a language I picked up bits and pieces of from the books I've read, and... And you've never spoken a word of Draconic in my presence, so how in the nine hells did I even understand you when you were in your full dragon form? I really am starting to lose my mind, aren't I? Regardless, food is on the stove. Should be done soon. It's been simmering for hours. The smell is sheer divinity. And we have a reading lesson to complete now that you've returned, do we not? Just let me distract myself. All right, I shall talk about it when I am ready. If I am ever ready. Ah, this one should do nicely. I know I've yet to read anything from this one aloud to you, so I know you cannot be cheating. Oh, don't look so offended, as if you don't use that steel trap memory of yours to occasionally breeze through the reading lessons. Mm-hmm. That blush on those smug human cheeks of yours gives you away, you know. Sneaky, cheeky dragon. Regardless, come sit beside me and we'll go through this together, alternating paragraphs. I am a bit chilled now that you mention it. The wind is bitter and sharp today, even with the heat of the fire and all of these extra furs. I just can't seem to shake the cold from my bones. Your warmth is so welcome, dragon. Of course I enjoy having you near me. I don't have an internal heating system that burns like an inferno. I'm human. Remember, there's only so much cold a woman can tolerate. And as deep into winter as we are, with it having dragged on now for what feels like centuries, I'm nearing the limit of how much more chilled I can get before I feel like I may lose what little remains of my sanity. You're hilarious. You should know by now that I would never admit aloud how much I miss you when you're gone for extended periods of time. And it would seem that all this time to myself has broken my brain, so I literally just said exactly that. Don't laugh at me, you bully. Yes, let's get back to the task at hand. Reading. Now. Go ahead. You take this first paragraph. This book is about the history of this kingdom. No, I won't tell you any more about it. That's cheating. Go on then. Take it slow. Good. Sound it out if you need to. Excellent. See, I knew you could do it. All right. My turn. King Lucian Landseer was a wise king, beloved by all, except the bastards who didn't want common folk to have any sort of power, so they stabbed him to death in his sleep. He ruled over the kingdom of the Ten Winter Worms for nearly two decades. Following his unfortunate assassination, his eldest son, Uther Landseer, ascended to the throne, and he's an absolute asshole. No, it doesn't actually say all of that in the tome, but gods know it should. Uther Landseer is my father, dragon. My grandfather, Lucian Landseer, was a wonderful man. And my father and his scumbag twin brothers had him murdered. Oh, yes. Social climbing is very important to royalty, and part of the reason why I've always been a terrible princess. I've never cared enough about appearances and making nice with the other royals. My father, Uther, made it clear to my sisters and I that we were clearly the karmic debt owed to him because of his transgressions. He claimed that my grandfather cursed him with his dying breath. Which, now that I am reflecting upon it, that means that they didn't just order my grandfather Lucian killed. They likely did it themselves. Disgusting. Sorry. Why do you put up with me rambling on like I do? We were supposed to be having a reading lesson, and now I'm buried in nonsensical lore written about my family when so many important elements have been left out. The victors do indeed pen the history books, do they not? Thank you. The name of this land. Did you not know that it's called the Kingdom of the Ten Winter Worms? I see where your line of thought is headed. Perhaps there are other dragons like you somewhere nearby. I am sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but so far as I know, you are the only one within our borders. I know there are trophies within the palace, parts collected from the bodies of the fallen nine dragons to show the might of the current royal family. I have to say, my dearest dragon, you wouldn't catch me doing anything but agreeing with you in that respect. Human beings are the real monsters. No creature matches them in violence and cruelty. And yet here I sit with one of the most feared creatures in all this land, feeling safer than I have in my entire life up until this point. Does that make me terribly foolish? Or am I just being overly optimistic? I suppose you're correct. Branding myself as an optimist would be largely an outright lie. However, maybe I am a bit less bleak than I used to be. Yes, that is thanks to you. When I decided to run off and abscond from my life as a princess, and decided you were the best solution, no matter the outcome, everything changed. Sincerely, I can never be grateful enough to you for saving me from the destiny my father would have forced upon me. It's been several months now that I've lived here with you, being your charge of sorts. If I hadn't hitched a ride here to your home, dragon, I'd certainly be with child from that absolute monster of a prince, Jacques Renard. And not by my choosing. But here we are. And you've not made a single advance on me for the duration of my residency, save a few words here and there. Oh, come now. I've nothing but respect for you for treating me thusly. But it does make me curious, if you do not mind me querying. Is it because you do not find me attractive? Have I done something that makes me less appealing as a potential mate? Or am I just being silly because reptiles such as yourself aren't really attracted to human beings in the first place? It's ridiculous, isn't it? Here I am, worried about what you think of me from a romantic perspective, when running away with you was to escape an honestly less than romantic situation in the first place. You don't need to answer. Truthfully, the more I think about it, the more I'd rather not know. I know that you do care for me, regardless of the depth of that emotional attachment. If you didn't, you'd have eaten me or flung me from the cliff months ago. I'm just going mad from being here alone as often as I am. As much as I hate to admit it, I almost miss other people. Not that you aren't wonderful company, but when you're off doing whatever it is you do all day, it gets lonely here. And I... Oh? Truly. Are you certain it's safe for me to travel with you out of the cave in the dead of winter? It sounds foolish to balk at the chance for a change of scenery, but would the air at this height be too cold for me? The last thing I want is to fall ill and you have to tend me more than you already do, all because I just wanted some fresh air. You'll be certain I'm warm enough. You spoil me, dragon. Will it take a few days to prepare for a trip down to the lowlands? Ah, and there is a storm coming in. Right. 3 days? 4 at most. After the months spent here already, a few more days will pass as quickly as a blink. Thank you.